Welcome to Sex
and the Sex
in the Sex.
This is a Sex and the City podcast. My name is Anna Wolf and I have watched all the episodes of Sex and the City.
My name's Irvi Majumdar. I've watched every episode like six times, but to just letting it out there that I can't remember this episode that well. But I know it.
Just
I know
it. Letting
enough.
It out there.
It's a really good episode, actually.
It's actually so good. It's definitely.
You don't remember what the fuck went
down. You're like,
you've seen it six times.
You'll remember it once we read the synopsis.
You're self-sabotaging.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm setting the bar low, but.
Fair enough.
My name's Jordan Barr, and I'm watching them for the first time now. This episode is episode 4, season 6. I actually think it's my turn to read the synopsis, and I have not prepared it. I'm
here,
so
here,
sorry.
It's right here.
Oh,
look
fantastic.
At mine. There you go.
And it is called Pick a Little, Talk a Little.
Pick a little, talk a little.
Pick a little, talk a little. If you like pick a little lattos. Okay, so this is from KGF. No big surprises there. Charlotte is shocked and Berger slightly embarrassed when Samantha enthusiastically explains how she enjoys role-playing with her sexy actor, Jerry Smith Jared. Miranda is relieved when he says a man not calling her back just means not interested, as men don't send sexual double messages. When Carrie can't help herself and criticizes a futile detail in Berger's book, even though she loves it, he shuts down.
Scrunchy.
Mm.
You remember?
Yeah.
Samantha cuts off Jerry when he confesses being in AA. Both couples soon make up. Charlotte makes her first Sabbath. A grand production, her pride and nitpicking don't make Harry set a wedding date as she desperately wants, but even walk out altogether.
Yeah, but I know yeah, I know what KGF means. This is the thing.
Yeah, and I'm actually being unkind. I misread. As her pride and nitpicking don't make Harry set a date as she desperately wanted, but even walk out altogether. Oh, it's still the same.
Makes sense.
It's still fucked, but no that's okay, now I remember everything.
I'm really loving Samantha's relationship with Jerry.
Mm.
I have got such a soft spot for Jerry. I'm obsessed with the home invasion fantasy that they play out.
It's hot.
It is crazy that they start the episode with that. It's like Sex and City and it's like Samantha's getting attacked. Like, because you don't know who the fuck it is at the start. I mean, she is playing it very like, oh, but
no,
still.
Totally.
Imagine watching that and be like, wait, what is this? Sopranos, Jesus.
Yeah. And I thought it was kind of, I haven't really seen it explored that much in TV shows where they're like, right, fantasies are a thing. Because I just feel like that dialogue after when they were like, they're like, oh, you know, rape is always bad. That's what Berger says and makes all the girls laugh and stuff.
We would laugh at that though. If a man was telling us that he thought rape was bad, we'd be pissing ourselves.
It'd be very
they're
funny.
Like, ha ha. And he's like, it's categorically bad. Yeah, I just like how they gave voice to the Samantha's like, oh, it's just a fantasy, so I'm allowed.
Yeah. And I think there was a pretty quick turnaround of her being like, of the power in the. Like in the fantasy as well of her being like, fuck me before my husband gets home. Like,
also,
that was great.
They weren't committing too hard to.
No.
It was funny. This episode is so good because there's so many different like quotable lines.
Yeah.
I did not write them down. But like there's just the shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up. You just kept saying that to me. It's so good. But you could tell that it was like a camp portrayal of this.
Yeah.
You
know? It's so funny. And just them, their constant role playing in different characters and shit like that is very good.
Yes.
And he's gorgeous. And
he's
he just seems so nice. Like, I don't know about this actor, but Jerry.
Oh, Jerry's beautiful. He's the best guy on the show.
I think so.
He's actually hot and he's not fucking Steve and he's not big. So it's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm so glad he's not fucking Steve. Oh, my God. But actually, you know what? If Steve had access to Grindr, like,
he'd go well.
I just think he would go on it.
Mm.
He seems someone who would like secretly have like a side
peace. Yeah, exactly.
Can't trust him.
Yeah. Can't trust him.
You can't trust him.
And I won't. But we also see Burger meeting the friends, which is funny. And Carrie says this hilarious and insane thing where she says, there's no greater sound than your friends laughing at your new boyfriend's jokes. Yeah. I was like, no greater sound.
No greater sound. I kind of related to that.
That's
like
fair.
A straight bimbo, I feel. Because it's like, I think there's so much stress in like introducing someone, and it's like if they're a loser or like if anyone doesn't like them, then I'll freak out.
Especially if you have like good friends. I feel like when you introduce your partner and you can tell that it's like not going well. And I've got some like friends who are like pretty vicious when it comes to men. Caitlin. I'm just talking about Caitlin. But like if they seem to enjoy your partner, it is...
Yeah.
And especially if you value your friends and then you value your partner, it's such a relief. It is. So I guess there really is no greater sound.
There's no great. But I think it's more telling or more interesting if, like, especially if you have a male partner, if they're laughing at your friends' jokes.
Oh my God, absolutely. Ooh, yes.
All right. Gertrude's died.
Sorry. I dress up as a Playboy bunny. I sat next to their table.
Okay, Simone de Beauvoir.
That's so true, though. That is so true.
It's really true. That's like way more deep than I am.
I fucking hated one of my friend's boyfriends because they were like actively not laughing at anything that me and my friend said together. Like it was like a weird power thing. And then they thought that, and they were like trying to kind of tell me all about salmon and how, and my friend was like literally cooking them dinner and me and them dinner. And she had like Atlantic salmon or whatever, you know, whatever we get here. And he was like, from Canada, and was just being like, oh, Atlantic salmon, like, no, this is the blah, blah, blah. And like was going on about this while she was cooking him and I dinner. Like it was really fucked.
That's so fucking lame.
Anyway, he ended up being gay, so.
So I guess it wasn't Atlanta after all.
Atlanta, that's where the salmon's from.
Atlanta salmon.
Atlanta.
I thought that was really funny. And I also thought it was interesting, like, because this is where we find out about, you know, Miranda going on a date with this guy and him not wanting to come up and like Burger being like, can I be honest with you? And to be fair, Miranda appreciates that honesty. If it were Charlotte, I'd be like,
oh no, don't.
But I guess he's like been there for the whole dinner and he's like sussed the vibe and he knows that Miranda is like a straight shooter. You know, she's a New Yorker. So I think it went down well, I thought.
Burger's a New Yorker, isn't he?
Yeah.
I feel like they both give off. I mean, maybe they should date, to be honest. Like I feel like Miranda and Burger.
Yeah, they're both weirdly sensitive.
Weirdly sensitive.
Well, I think that's like, I feel like that's like iconic. That's like an iconic scene because they, like even made a movie out of it and stuff. So
yeah,
like,
he's just not that into you.
Yeah, he's just not that into you. Which was good. Is it in this episode later that she says that to some girl?
Yes.
Those two young girls on the steps.
The unsolicited advice in this is fantastic.
It's so good.
What do you guys think about the he's just not that into you? Or like more, I feel like nowadays it's like the if he could, he would kind of thing. Yeah. So
I've been my whole TikTok, let me tell you, when
or they, sorry.
When I open my TikTok app, literally it's all I get, all these videos about like single people being like, if he liked you, he'd fucking call you dumb bitch. Like so aggressive. People love to tell you that. And I think it's good. I think generally it's good. It's annoying when if you like someone and they're not doing it, but I think generally it's good advice.
I think so. I think when I think of like anyone who's liked me and then like been later on been like forward about it has been obvious. And anyone that I've been confused about, I'm like, well, they didn't really like me.
You know what I mean?
Like people that have been like, you can, I mean, unless, you know, it's depends on the situation and the person, but I'm like, you can tell. Like even at the time when you're like, oh, like they were saying like, he's busy, he's renovating his kitchen and stuff so like that. Totally. You're in denial. But then like in retrospect, you can be like, oh no, that he wasn't.
It just wasn't that. I feel like it should be like, he's just not that into you. But right someone now. Will be.
Oh, yeah.
And but not forever, yeah.
It also puts the, like, onus on, like, the woman being rejected a lot. Like, I know. It's very, like, it's harsh but true. And then, like, but that whole era and that book and that movie and stuff was, like, about women wanting to, like, nail a guy down.
Totally, yeah.
Which, yeah, I don't know. It just, like, simplifies it.
Yeah, which I think as well, it's like, well, it's a whole thing of, like, do you want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with you? You know what
and
I mean?
And you can't communicate that. It's like, just fucking tell me then.
Oh, my God, what a pussy.
Yeah, like, literally, so it's like, I think that's the main thing. It's like, if you don't, I feel like that's a bigger turnoff because it's like, if you don't want to be with someone, that's fine. If just, like, be like, I'm not into it.
Yeah.
Is that hard to do?
Yeah, I feel like I've been in the start of relationships a few times where, like, it feels like we're only seeing, well, in my head, we're only seeing each other, but then they're fucking other people. And then that pisses me off later on because I'm like, well, I could have fucked other people. I had so many opportunities to fuck other people, people I wanted to fuck, but I was like thinking that this was like a thing, you know what I mean? So I feel like, so it's just communicate that you don't like me.
Yeah, exactly.
Or that you want to fuck
other people. Or that you're fucking other people.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just fucking say that.
I was going to say it, don't spray it, but then that's not relevant.
say it if you spray it.
Say it, don't spray it.
Yeah.
And I think it was helpful for Miranda as well. Because I think that, like, especially at that point she was sitting at this dinner, if Burgos wasn't there, it would have just been like Carrie and Charlotte, who are just like the creators of delusion. Mm. Like, she would have just been like trapped in this like web of lies.
Totally.
It's like, Samantha had left, by the way. Samantha getting a call from her doctor. I know that she gets cancer. I don't think that that's Jerry. I'm sad.
I'm like, wait, what did you say?
That is so funny. Doesn't she say fine. Dr. Smith though?
Yeah. She's just trying to flex that she knows what happens later on.
Yeah. Maybe it's just.
I'm not trying to flex. She's just trying to flex.
You've been flexing this whole episode.
I have been.
She's trying to flex that she knows what's going on.
I'm flexing. I know Samantha gets cancer. But I don't think that it is that, because there would have been some kind of like little thing at the end of the episode. And I also.
And she wouldn't have been so turned on.
No question that it was breast cancer.
Well, I thought she didn't want to scare her friends.
Are you like, serious?
I could imagine doing that.
I like this.
Of just being like, I don't want to scare my friends. So, and I also don't want to talk. You know, Samantha's like, I don't want to talk about that. So she could be like.
She wouldn't be like, oh, Mr. Smith, I've got mumps.
And then she's like, I'm very swollen. Yeah.
She talks like that to like everyone, though. There's no way she's not. Fucking that oncologist.
She's not going to pick up a call from a freaking oncologist and be like, hello.
Okay, well, I hear it now.
Yeah,
I literally thought you were just trying to play. I literally forgot that she was being like horny on the phone because I was like,
that is the cancer.
Oh, yeah. You're waiting for the cancer. Yeah, okay.
Because we're running out of time.
We are running out of time.
Yeah. But season 6 is long.
Yeah, that's true.
So thank God.
And cancer's quick.
Yeah, it is.
That's true. Yeah.
I feel like that was good for Miranda to hear. Also, the analogy of the nitpicking that Carrie comes up with is like the.
What did she say?
When she's like, when a female gorilla.
And she's plucking her eyebrows at the same time. Yeah.
She's like, when she likes a male suitor, she starts picking nits. But now I'm nitpicking.
They just try and tie anything in, don't they? It's beautiful. And she wasn't nitpicking. She was plucking her thin eyebrows. And also, did they say that they...
Literally, yeah, she was.
That's fine.
Oh, no, she was picking nits.
Do you
have nits
in her brows.
Do you feel like what we were saying before, like just say in a perfect world, everyone was really communicative and they were just like, yeah, I want to be with you, or like I don't.
It's a beautiful night.
Which would be good, but like the whole show, do you think like we just love as a women or like as people just like love dissecting shit? And would it be kind of
boring? Oh, fuck yeah. Oh.
Like if everyone was like really clear at communicating with that kind of stuff.
What would we talk about? I love
it. Would be
feeling.
So weird.
And also it would be like a fucked world. Yeah. To live in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have like those like crazy people in your life.
Totally. It would be boring. There'd be no Sex and the City because like our whole career is based off like men not communicating properly.
Oh yeah. And I feel like I need it for like to kind of create a superiority complex of being like, wow, I'm so good at analyzing like mixed messages and I'm so superior because I actually communicate my feelings sometimes. You know?
You need light and dark. You don't need that forever, but you need like some communication, some non-communication.
Yeah. A little mix. And then
maybe we should all be psychologists or psychics.
Psychics. I'd Raven. Wait. I'd 100% rather be a psychic than a psychologist. Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Ah, oh, fuck yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Next podcast.
Oh my God, a psych podcast. That'd be great.
But we're not qualified at all. We just kind of say what we just say.
Who
we ruin people's lives.
On
TikTok? True. Oh my God, it's all just
the live stuff.
This is your lucky week. Like lucky, 222.
And they prey on this shit because it's like
who do? They do.
They. Sorry, I don't know why I'm pointing at the screen.
That's your
they
face.
Prey on
you do it yourself.
It's like the text is like is like, okay, so he's not texting you back. You should move on. Or you can try this one spell and like put this sound on and then like he'll text you back tonight, I promise.
I hate the use the sound thing.
The claim the sound is so weird.
I don't.
But they'll also be like, you're going to come into millions of dollars.
I know. I feel like I bought like, I reckon 10 different types of lottery tickets in a space of a week when it came up to that like $200 million thing. Because I was like, I just keep getting these messages.
Did anyone get it?
Yeah, yeah. So, no, they didn't get $200 million. Four different people got like, or like two people got $100 million or something. And then there was like second division as well.
I guess they claimed that sound. Oh, wow.
Fuck, we should claim the sound.
She's obsessed with buying lottery tickets. And I'm like, bitch, you're already like the most successful person I know. Like, if you won the lottery, that would be unfair.
No.
Imagine my sister won the lottery. I'd be like, okay, wow.
She would give it to you.
She would. Actually, it would be the best thing in the world.
Dude, she might give us money too.
Yeah, she would. Okay. She loves the pod. She's like, she does love the pod.
Hey, if you want to just give us some money.
Yeah, better if you're listening, use this sound.
Use this sound.
They should send this podcast to space so that like, aliens know what we sound like.
It's like ward them off. They do like a radius of the earth like soundboard.
Like Marge Simpson. I mean, that's like what women are in the end.
Marge Simpson.
Or just like the nitpicking stuff, which... do you guys relate to that?
Well, more and more, I'm I'm a Virgo. Like, I said that in a way I've never said it. More and more,
I feel freer than I've ever felt in my life because of not having to nitpick at the moment. Just because after having, I think there is, because that's what Miranda says either in this episode or some other episode where she's like, if being in a relationship just means nitpicking. And for me, that's definitely true. So it's just been so nice not to nitpick anyone apart from myself. So
yeah, that's true.
It gets boring too. I think I do nitpick my friends more than relationships because I don't know.
I don't think I nitpick any friends, maybe my sister.
Well, also I work with a lot of my friends, so I'm always like, you should be doing this or whatever, But then if they nitpick me, I'm like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. Like, I can't handle it.
I guess it's like also like the nitpicking is less like what? Like, I guess like appearance and shit like that or random shit. It's more like... career stuff. Yeah, career what I mean? Like
picking your friends.
That's what
that.
You do.
No, like my partner.
I'll be like,
what are we doing?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's what I thought as well. And I thought that was that's what I was talking to my other friend about. Who's going through a breakup? Not literally, though, another friend. And she was like, we were just talking about like how we had different language. I'm like, yeah, I thought that was like our version of fun was like the nitpicky, like planning our future stuff. But that's someone else's nightmare in hell. So I thought that was like a fun project, but I think it's not fun.
Well, like for you, it's fun. It's not even nitpicking. It's just planning. You know what I mean? So like, and then just asking questions and whatever. It's just whether or not the other person can handle it.
Yeah.
And then if you're annoyed underneath that, it's like, then they're like, you're not my mom, but be my mom. It's weird. But Miranda finding out this, like, he's just not that into you thing, I think that's going to be very good for her, except the end of the episode, which was very funny.
I think he's not that into you is perfect if you don't like them anyway, or like if you just go on one date and he doesn't text you back, it's like, yeah, whatever. But as we see with her, like, love for Steve or whatever, it's not such an easy solve all the time. It's like there's like deeper feelings and
And it's more complicated because I have a kid and everything.
You can't just be like, it's just not that into you, babe. Move on.
Your kid cries. You just leave it. You're like, he's not into me.
It is very funny as well. Like, Carrie is right with her thing with Berger. Like
scrunchie.
Yes. So Berger gives her a book that he's finished to read. It's not like out yet, but it's like done. Like, it's like hard. It's got a hard cover.
He's like sent it to the printer.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's getting published though. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's not a draft. She's reading a book. And she reads it in 2 days, which
is very impressive.
Very impressive. Carrie would be on TikTok more if she could get it.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Mm.
And she notices that like there's this like everything's great, and she like kind of jokingly brings up that there's a that the main character is this woman who lives in New York who wears a scrunchie every day.
True.
I mean, and especially at the time, So true. Mm. Like, the scrunchies are very out of vogue in the early 2000s.
Totally. Yeah.
Like, they're done now.
And not New York. Not in this, like, not a woman that's, like, successful and powerful yeah. and working in, like, I don't know where the fuck this bitch is working, but some kind of powerful industry, she wouldn't be wearing a fucking scrunchie.
No.
Unless she has, like, a weird, like...
fetish.
Yeah.
Or, like, it's like, bug, 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 niche.
You know what I mean? Like, kind of thing.
Yeah,
100%. Or as a teenager.
Yeah.
And I...
But the way that Carrie yes, doubles down yes. on it is like, it's like so Carrie funny. Just like, and look, I get it because I think I do this. Like I will, like I've edited our podcast before. So I like know when I go on a tangent and I just like hone in on something and I can't like fucking stop. Mm. And then you're doubling down. And because you're so like focused and you're like, Alex would call it like, I do like a hurricane, like it's like hurricane thoughts or like tornado thoughts or like something like that where
it's like an ADHD thing as well yeah though. Like it's like you it's like adrenaline seeking
yeah it's mm. just like and then you can't stop what was it, tornado talks or something like that yeah but like and you just like focus in so much on this that you don't see that it's like affecting anyone else, you know what yeah, I mean or yeah. like and, like literally listening back to this podcast I just had to like cut out so many rants because I was just like I could not stop, like I was just like ooh, and I had to get to my point yeah. or I had to say something, you know yeah. even if I didn't really care but she's Carrie, doing it yeah. yeah and then and what I love about it is the intonation in her voice when she's like, like he's like, okay, you know, women wear scrunchies, like kind of thing. And then he's getting more and more pissed and you can see it as a viewer. Mm, yeah. But Carrie's just like, come on.
She can't
no
read
woman
it.
In New York is wearing a scrunchie. Like she does that like horrible. And it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
It's also like I think she's right. Like I think the burger in, and I think that as the more we learn about burger, the more I'm like, this fucking
sensitive.
Guy.
I feel like she did a bad job, but she also does. She wasn't that bad. Was
no,
she
wasn't. It was like yeah. fine. Like also, if he was secure, he could handle it. Anyway, yeah.
No, well, I think it was just like it's something that, like if the book is like published, maybe I would just wait.
No,
I just like wouldn't just say anything like right now. Mm. Like just like give it time or like he's still, it's not even been released yet. It's like been sent to the, it's happening. So it's like, it's not like he can go back and change it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it is that thing where it's like, maybe you could bring it up for if he's going to go and write a sequel to this book or whatever, do something.
She has to say it.
She has to.
She has ADHD.
She can't help
like,
it.
Cause like, see, I feel like it's so relatable. Her just, like yeah. it's like this is obviously not right thing for her to say, but she just cannot fucking handle not saying it. Like,
yeah,
and also because she did say that she loved everything in the book, but it shows that Berger isn't a secure man. The fact that he can't like a person, the fact that he can't handle a note.
Absolutely.
And also, why didn't he give it to her like to read earlier?
I thought that too.
To be fair, imagine if like you just like,
oh yeah, it pissed me
your
off.
Special
yeah.
or something, and you're like. You know, everything's banked on it. And then your partner's just like, that would make me pissed off. But I just don't think I'd be such a little bitch about it. Like,
but you're more pissed off at yourself, really, than them.
Yeah, I would admit that it's wrong. I would be like, I would be like, oh my God, I fucked everything up. Like,
yeah. And then hopefully your partner would be like, oh my God, no, that was just a dumb thing that I was focusing on. Not everyone thinks about that or whatever. It's only when they go to the restaurant later and that lady from out of town's like,
it's so funny. Oh. What does she say when they're in the line and there's a woman with a scrunchie in her hair?
Red scrunchie.
Yeah. And Berger's like, well, we're in proper New York proper. Was that? Yeah, anyway.
Also, he shouldn't be continuing the joke if he is that sensitive about
it. Yeah, exactly.
He's hung up on it. Mm. It is a dagger to his heart. And he is in the line and he's like, oh, that's a woman who lives in New York wearing a scrunchie. And I just love Carrie like smiling. And then finally, I know she can't help herself. And I was like, yes, Carrie, it's good. So funny. Her just being like, she's not from New York. So funny. Her just being like, she's not from New York. And then him.
Burger double down.
Yes.
Double stack burger.
And then he like asked that woman like, where in New York are you from? And she's like, I'm from there.
I feel
well,
like
bless your heart.
She's like, honey, they think I'm from New York.
Oh. And it's also like the like she looks like she's well dressed.
I know,
she's
wearing burgundy.
Yeah, it's but then cute. She has this like, but the placement of the scrunchie is like fucked and kind of messy. And I was like, you can wear a scrunchie in a cute way.
Yeah, like, it looks like music home.
But it was very funny.
But he's so annoying, and that's like red flag central. It's like kind of triggering just watching all these like red flags. Not that I've really gone through that, but it's just like triggering for life generally, where it's like just so insecure and like what he goes, they on the way home, he's like, I'm not coming up to your apartment.
Yeah.
And also don't bring up the scrunchie thing, like as a, if you're going to be sensitive about it. And then if you're proved wrong in that, all you need to say is, oh, fuck, you're probably right. Yeah. Oh, actually, this makes me feel really anxious about my book. Oh, God, yeah. Is this going to like ruin the whole thing? And then Carrie, who's a supportive partner, she's so fucking supportive. All she would like time. Drop everything to like help her boyfriend because she's a fucking boyfriend girl. Like that's what she does.
Totally.
She makes her entire life a fucking boyfriend. She would be like, oh my God, no, the book is so good. This, it does not matter. I'm just like, you know, an uptight fucking New York, like person. You know what I mean? I wear, you know, expensive shoes every day and my whole life is based around fashion. So like, that's why I'm so hung up on it.
Do you think Berger even had another woman proofread his book?
Do you think Berger had another woman? Do you reckon like he's just making up his ex-girlfriend? Like he is.
He's a liar.
He's probably, he seems to me like the guy who would be just like do everything by himself and be like, no, I got to like push myself and like just do it. Just like never take anyone's opinions until it's too late.
Yeah. This book isn't about the woman either, right? Is it just about the woman?
I thought she was like the lead.
Or maybe
she's, like,
she is. But also I'm like, Berger, why are you writing this?
Because he thinks he's a fucking feminist. He's a male feminist.
He is literally.
He's so annoying.
He's the Joss Whedon. He's the fucking Dan, whatever the fuck his name is, the Rick and Morty guy.
Yeah.
He's probably hitting up teenagers to try and like fucking the cheerleader or whatever.
Ugh.
Yeah.
He's actually like a bit scary. Like the way he is scary. Like we talked about in last episode as well, like him giving like the finger to his like ex-girlfriend and stuff like that. I was like, Big is like a bad idea.
But Big doesn't do that.
I've never been scared of Big.
No, he's in control of his, he knows how to regulate his emotions. Whereas like,
also he probably doesn't care that much about Carrie's opinion. He doesn't give a fuck about it. He's like, I'm above you, bitch. Like,
yeah.
He's just like, doesn't really give a shit whether she lives or dies. But
she calls her kid all the time. Doesn't even respect her as a grown
human. She's in high school.
Yeah,
literally he's on fucking some mountain in Japan. But Berger is just like a little, it's just like so many unattractive qualities coming out.
And he tells her to shut the fuck up, right?
Yeah, when?
This episode?
Does she? Yeah, I think it was something like that.
Isn't it crazy?
Isn't it
when she's like, you know, but the book, I read it and I just, you know, and like she's trying to say all the positive stuff and he's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
And they haven't been dating for long at all.
No, that's like week two or something. It's just like.
But I would never say that if someone's saying positive things and then be like, can you shut the fuck up? Like, that, yeah, I would just be like, can you just shut up? Like, and that would be me. Like, it's so aggressive.
That. Or you could just be like, can you just not say that? I know what you're trying to do and it's like trying to make me feel better, but like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just like so aggressive.
Yeah. Saying shut the fuck up is next level.
Yeah. To a new date. Your new partner who's female as well.
Yuck. Also, like, at what point was, I was watching it and I like watched the scene a couple of times because I was like, okay, I need to see the point where Carrie, I was wanking. But just like the, like at what point does Carrie have the moment where she's like, I'm going to kiss him now? Because there's no redeeming quality in that whole interaction.
She's desperate.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And
she's
just
desperate
on the street,
for this relationship to work. It's been from the get-go. She's been like, it's fine. We'll make it work. I'll do things. Like, I mean, we see next episode. But
Because they don't really display much. I mean, they do like a quick scene of her reading his writing, but there's nothing. We don't really get any details of like if his writing's even good and stuff.
She says it's good, but also I think she's a boyfriend girl. Yeah. Like I think she's ready for the next relationship and he seems like cool enough for her as well. Like he's kind of like a mix of Big and Aiden in a way. Like he's kind of like, like softer than Big, but not as nice and normal as Aiden. I don't know. Like and he's still got some kind of like, I'm an artist and I ride a motorbike kind of thing.
Yeah.
She's like, he's like edgy or something or like, that she can be that kind of like grunge writer girl with him.
He's actually like Berger as a character. That actor does it so well
because
I feel like he plays that actor, like that kind of character and everything he does.
He does it perfectly.
He does it so well.
Ron Livingston, we love you.
Oh my God. He's so good in Search Party.
Yeah.
he's hot in Search Party.
Yeah, he's not really hot.
I can't really remember. I just remember early on being like, that's hot. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, totally.
Maybe when he dies. Turns me on. But yeah, I think he does this character so well because it is so kind of, and he also, I think that he holds Carrie at a distance all the time. I don't think he's really let her in. No. Also, she's holding on to, like, they've had bad sex and everything. Mm. She's still wanting to get with him. Anyway,
but that's why I think it's good writing, because I'm like, this is actually the way that they address her, like the epitome of those, like, what male artist do you know that's like not like this? It's like,
oh no,
like,
yeah,
everyone's.
Yeah.
Everyone, it's without being like a full on stereotype, it's kind of like just good writing, and that it just shows what guys are like when they're in the arts.
And also just Carrie getting more and more roped into this dude and like kind of, I feel like she's like really committing to him. You know what I mean? Like she's like, I'll work, I'll do this, I'll make jokes, oh, it's too far, I'll fix it. You know, like it's constantly,
I think maybe I'll save it for the next step. I think when, I don't know, I feel like I've been prey to that when it's like you get, I think like the fact that you like share an art form or like share a creative like love or passion makes the relationship seem hotter because you're like, oh, we're like working towards it, this like joint thing together.
So you just have an understanding of what each other does.
But then sometimes they don't even work in the same way as you, and then also they might be like not talking about the last relationship, but like literally not that, but like even ones before. I feel like I've always gone for guys who I was like, they're arty, like they know what they like, we're gonna be like fucking, I don't know what duo couple there is that do art, but like something like that. But then you're like, oh, actually maybe they don't even want the same things for you because they're like threatened by you and your success.
Absolutely.
True that.
Even though you would like literally die for them and like speak well of them, and like it's just like, you know, it's just unfair.
You would die for them? I'd only die for my sister.
For my first boy, for my second boyfriend, I would have died. I would have like killed myself, like hung myself on a car. I was like so upset. I was going to move to a fucking farm. Like,
oh my God. Oh, we need to talk about this more. I did not know that.
I was going to be a farmer's wife. Literally at 21.
I'd only die for my sister, to be honest. I'd go in front of her.
Yeah, I'd die for my sister.
Yeah. Would you die for our sisters?
I'd probably do it more for a stranger, you know, out of like.
Yeah, you would.
Like, you would.
I was like, oh, let me.
Sorry.
You'd die for our Uber or something.
You'd die for our Uber drivers.
For our kid?
Yeah, a kid.
Oh, you have to. If it's between you and the kid, you should die. They've had less time. In what scenario? What scenario are we talking about?
Like what?
Like just
kid?
A random kid.
Yeah, but like, what? Who's? Is it a gun? Is it a train? Is it a fire? Like, how am I dying?
A plane crash or something.
The kid survives, but I die in the plane crash.
No. Like, I don't know. You know, like you put your mask on first. I don't know. I don't care about that random kid. I want
to
live.
Oh, you have to put your mask on first.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, and then you put the kids on. You gotta watch the emergency.
Let them die early, quickly.
I've recently become scared of flying. Kid.
Oh yeah. I'm scared every time I fly.
Why?
Not terrifying, but.
I think it was just COVID.
Yeah.
And also probably just watching a lot of plane crash videos on TikTok. Yes.
We used to watch Air Crash Investigators as a family.
Oh, yeah.
As a family.
I used to watch it with my dad too.
It was actually quite good television, and it like keeps you on the edge of your seat.
Yeah. The reenactors are really great in it.
Yeah. That'd be a fun show to work on.
You know what's kind of fucked up? Part of me like doesn't, I don't want to die in a plane crash, but I wouldn't mind being one and then having to survive.
No, I would never, ever, ever, ever,
that's
ever.
The most fucking insane thing you've ever said on a,
can you
that is the biggest lie.
Can you imagine how scary it would be when they're like, okay, we're plummeting to the ground.
You need
like,
to watch it alive.
I think I just long for adventure and problem solving.
Okay, you can get adventure. Go fucking do bungee jumping.
Get lost on a hike.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Walk from here to the city or something. I don't know.
Maybe it's like, I like those kind of shows.
Yeah,
like watch The Wild.
But you can't guarantee that you're really handicapped or something.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to do that. I know. I just want to be in a TV show. That's what it is.
Yeah,
I just want to be in a TV show. I just want to be in a fucking TV
show. Skin burnt off.
100%.
I don't want to do that. I want to be in like makeup.
No, I like my face. That's what I think sometimes watching like Yellow Jackets and shit like that. I'm like, oh, that's so hectic. That's so cool. And then I'm like, yeah, but you don't know that you're not going to be that girl with the pole through her head in like episode one.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
There's no guarantee.
Are you like in makeup or in life? I thought you were gonna say because you have to come to set so early and like it's like your call time's like 3 a.m.
That would be fun there. I don't mind coming in early for a long time.
You don't know until you get there that you're the girl with the pole in the head.
So like
It's just that I want to play the game. I just want to play.
Yeah.
I just want to play.
Yeah, 100%.
It's like what I used to do with my Barbies. I'd always get lost in the jungle and stuff like that.
Yes. And like video games and shit.
I was obsessed with the concept of adventure since reading Enid Blyton's like Famous Five and stuff, because they were always like, we're going on an adventure. And then I told my sister when she was in kindergarten that we were going to like dig a hole under the fence and run away from school. And then she like did artwork, and that day they were like, draw. And she's like, my sister, an adventure. And drew it in crayon. I was like, hello, I know I'm famous, but like,
the teachers like bring your parents and like, what is this? What is she escaping from?
That is really funny.
It was cute.
Charlotte has a fun little bit in this episode, nailing something to her door to do with the Jewish faith.
Yeah.
And then her neighbor comes out and she's like, what's all that banging or whatever, her like rich neighbor. And she's like, good morning, Mrs. Blah Blah. I'm a Jew now. And the neighbor goes back inside. And Charlotte's just like, and then like keeps going.
It's cute how far she's leaning into it. And I love all the food that she's cooking. And I think it is annoying that Harry's fucking watching the TV. It's just like, she's literally changed fucking religions for you. Like, the least you could do is just like give a shit and like,
it,
you know.
It sucks that Charlotte loses this argument, because I think that what she is doing is like not like the set a date stuff. Also, how would you feel about if your friend was like, how do you guys feel about November? And they haven't even engaged, they're not proposed. But I also love Carrie in the situation, because she's like, leave it, Miranda. Like, Miranda's like, has he even proposed? And Carrie's like, stop it. She's crazy. She's got a gun.
Carrie's got some good, like, under the, like, off to the sidelines. Like, she's not from New York.
Leave it, Miranda. Drop it.
What would you guys do?
Depends who it was. Like, if it was someone who, if it was like full Delulu, like hasn't got a boyfriend. If I went up to you guys and was like, hey guys, like just make sure you keep like December 2025 free. Like,
if you're manifesting that much or something, it's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, and I'm like, I will be pregnant. I will have a husband.
Oh my god.
It's a lot. I mean, maybe I should start doing that.
Do that.
Do you want to get pregnant?
No. Take away. Stop manifesting now.
It happens tomorrow.
No way.
I don't know if I can't imagine a friend of mine doing that. But then at the same time, if they did, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, I think
I wouldn't be like, excuse me, where are your paperwork? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's crazy.
And it's also like, if Charlotte was my friend and her and Harry had, or they'd clearly had the discussion that they're going to get married.
Yeah.
She's converted to Judaism. Like, I feel like the least extreme thing would be to like plan a wedding before she's engaged. Like, I'm kind of like,
yeah, exactly. Fine.
That's fine. Go for it. It was weird with the TV stuff, because it was like, just have dinner, turn the TV off. And I thought
she's
it was...
Shabbat. And she's trying to make, you know.
And she's been cooking all day. She's like gone to the markets. Like, even all of that, I'm like, I know how hard it is to cook, let alone like cook something that you're like new to and stuff.
And if you really want to watch the football game, just like talk to Charlotte about it. Be like, can we have dinner at this time or maybe
just
later?
Just fucking watch it or just tape it. Yeah. Like, fuck you. It's not like
there's
there's no internet. Just tape it.
Yeah. They're fucking crazy.
And get over it. Like, and also just see what's going on. Anyway, but it does suck that she loses this argument.
But do you think this is my problem as well? Like, the fact that she says some offensive stuff, but are we always to blame for that? Like, I feel like people push us over the edge. It's like one with Charlotte now. I'm like, if you push me over the edge and I say something mean, is that bad?
Well, I think that's it. I feel like what she says is extremely hurtful, right? Mm. I think it's true, but I think it's
But if you both know it's true, then what's the big deal?
I think it should be put in the context of the conversation. Yeah. He was being very disrespectful to her, and she's just saying, this is really upsetting, and then he doesn't really give a fuck. And then she's like, well, you know, are you going to marry me? Like, you know that people like look at us and look at everything I'm doing. I'm putting so much into this relationship. You're lucky enough to be with me in a way.
Yeah.
And she's right. He is fucking lucky enough to be with her.
She's like freaking 12. Like, she's so hot. She just like literally went to course. She went to a course for like, what, 3 months
or whatever.
What
an incredibly dedicated partner.
Yeah.
But in saying that, what she does say is very, it's very brutal and hurtful. Yeah.
I thought Harry had an interesting point as well when she was like, I gave up Christ for you, and him just being like, well, how often is that going to come up? Like, you know, like of that thing of her being like, turn the football off. Yes, I gave up Christ for you. And then him be like, well, when are you going to keep bringing that up? And I was like, it's a big deal. But I was like, how fucking religious was she? But she's very like waspy religious.
She's waspy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it was, you could see the hurt in Harry's eyes when she was like, do you know what people think when they look at us? And him just being like, I know what they think. Mm-hmm. Like
that his response to it's actually very good.
Yeah.
I know what they think. I just didn't think that you thought that or whatever. Yeah.
That's really like, sad. Okay, take
and
it
then,
back.
And then you see Charlotte. No, but then you see Charlotte immediately be like, fuck, I fucked up.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. It's yeah. It's very like that classic thing where it's like, we both said things we regret.
Yeah.
But it is just like sad that like that is the
relationship
case.
Ends or whatever yeah. at that point. Mm. It's like, why? I don't know. I think that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Especially and just sad.
Yeah.
Because it feels like, oh, especially for them and especially in this fight, it's just like you're not none of you neither of you, it's like it like both of them have their periods and like
okay
do you know what I mean
totally.
They're like, just, yeah and they're both grumpy
yeah
and
yeah.
both being ridiculous
yeah and just like and you're just like yeah because you know when you're in just like a foul mood and you're like I have no explanation for
and
it
acting
I'm
out.
Or just like I'm literally foul like I'm a stinky little bitch and I should not be approached you know and you're just like and it's kind of like they were both in that mode or became in that mode and then it kind of exploded from there because it doesn't feel like I don't think well I guess because of things that I've heard from the both of you, I don't think this is the end of Charlotte and Harry.
Is it Harry? Relationships go through stuff like that, you know, like you have fights where you say really mean stuff. That's so cool.
We know you do. I feel like you've alluded to saying some fuck shit in the past. Not that you've said it, but you've just been like,
am I really bad?
No.
We weren't there. We don't know. So you can lie to us.
I have no idea what you said.
No, I'm like really mean.
No, but you have to be.
I think it would be fun being your girlfriend or partner.
You think that?
No, because I think even if you were, because you know you're hot, and I feel like if you were mean, it'd be kind of hot, especially if I was a dude. Like I feel like or like whatever, and you're like, "Fuck you, fucking loser."
It is surprising that Harry isn't turned like, on.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to get better. I'm like working on it.
I get turned on when people are angry with me. I don't know what it is. People I'm attracted to.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good.
It's not good. I think Samantha has an interesting moment in this episode where Smith or Jerry brings up the fact that they're coming in to be spies or whatever. Oh, sorry, I'm burping.
Is it all the ham that we're eating?
It's all the ham we're eating.
And their carbonated drinks.
So good. I was very hungry. I only had a smoothie today, so I really appreciate this. Irvi brought in a bunch of food. Mm. Very delicious. They met up and said, oh, my God, and Samantha comes in with the Agent Smith, if you're here, who's watching the president?
It's so funny.
Oh, God.
She's in it. The way that they're doing their fantasies and role plays is like, it's like kids. Like obviously they end up getting sexy and fucking, but the way that they commit to it at the start is like kids playing. I'm like, yeah, it's get
so,
into
it's
it.
So great. But then we find out that Smith's like, why don't we just play this role play, just you and me? And Samantha's like, oh, that's fucking boring. And fair enough, she was pretty horny for that one moment. But he's like, no, come on. Or like, no, that she tries to order him a drink or whatever, and he's like, no, I'm sober.
Yeah. And then she runs away.
And she runs away because she's like, oh, I don't want to hear about your issues. Which, you know what?
I do get that.
I do get her being like, no. And then when she comes back to him and she's like, you know, you want to talk about you, but I don't want to hear you talk about you. You know what I mean? I'm a this kind of, and she's just honest. And that's a good thing about Samantha.
That's
is like,
good.
She literally is like, this is what I want. I don't want to hear about your issues. I'm enjoying this time together that we're spending together. I'm not like, I'm really interested in me. I'm very busy. I actually don't want to do this, blah, blah, blah. Mm. And Smith or Jerry or whatever is so great because he's like, well, no, I do want to be with you and you are going to hear my things or whatever.
Yeah.
And then she has to kind of, weigh up whether she wants that.
Yeah.
It is interesting. I like a little hat too. We need to go back and talk about, we should wrap up this episode as well, but we didn't talk about Berger being like, when she's like, I would want you to be honest with me. And he goes, oh really? Nice hat. I went, and I did think it was so funny because she's wearing a fascinator.
No, but that is
it's so mean.
And especially Carrie, the amount of risks she takes with her fashion.
Yes.
And then she's like, fuck, what did she say? She's like, fuck you, essentially. Yeah. Which is like,
yeah.
And then she immediately leaves. Her mood changes. She's put so much effort in, like, blah, blah, blah. And that was fantastic. That was what a fantastic moment.
Because the difference is that he's
intentionally
honesty,
hurt.
Yeah.
He's like, he wants to be mean. He must be a Scorpio.
Yeah, but he wants to be mean. Carrie never said any of that to be. And then she was trying to make that to him, which I understand it's annoying or whatever.
Yeah.
But then him saying that is such a cuntish thing to say.
Yeah.
It's so wild.
Maybe he's on Grindr. I don't know. It feels like he's got shade.
Totally. I don't like it. I thought they were going to break up this episode and I thought, good. Mm. But I don't think they're going to. I just think he's scary. I give this episode, I really enjoyed it. I'm going to give it an 8.5. I thought it was so fun when it needed to be fun, but I also thought it was really interesting too. And I also just think that Sarah Jessica Parker and Ron Livingston, like the Burger and Carrie of it all, like their chemistry is really good. Mm, like especially their really fight chemistry too.
Yeah, they do have good chemistry. It's
It just sucks seeing Carrie make herself smaller for this relationship.
I know.
But it sucks, but it's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Seeing her like shrink herself to fit this and who's a guy that is like less successful than she is.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. It's crazy. I give it I'll give it like a 9. It's like one of my favorite episodes, I think.
It's really good. Yeah. I probably gave it an 8. I don't know why, but I just, I really liked it. I thought it was really great. I loved all the one-liners.
Yes.
Miranda with the guy with the who she thinks isn't into him, but really he's just got diarrhea.
Oh, that's so
funny.
And him having to say that, well, I've got diarrhea. And just, and her being like, it's fine if you don't like me, blah, 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 or whatever. It's, we don't have to do this kind of thing. But it's like, no, I have diarrhea. It was fantastic. Humiliating.
So funny.
Another win for Miranda. But yeah, I give it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Awesome. If you like our podcast, you should subscribe. And review?
Yes.
Yeah, review it.
Yeah, we need reviews. Yeah. We need more like star, because you can just star review on Spotify and then on Apple Podcasts you can give stars but also write a review, and that would really help us, especially now that we're doing it more regularly.
We'd love that so much.
We need it.
We need it.
One of us is going through a breakup, okay, guys? So please So please like it and review it. We need this. We need this badly.
We need it so bad.
Okay.
And we love you. Love you.